flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
A-O-A-A-O-A-O-K. It's A-O-K. A-A-O-O-K.
Hi, guys. I like that guy's voice a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's Bastille. That's a good, that is a good song.
You know what?
He does a song like with one of those DJ guys that I also really like. It's the happy, make you happier. Want you to be happier. Yeah. I love his voice. I'm with you. What were you about to say?
I was about to say that I hadn't really checked in. You know how we have a billboard up now? It's an Alice billboard. It's in the East Bay somewhere.
It's as you approach the Bay Bridge. It's on the left, I believe, and it's for the Marias.
That's what I meant to say. Mm. And the Marias, I hadn't really listened to, so I checked them out, the song we're playing, and a little more, and they're very, the video is of her underwater, but she's not blowing bubbles, so you're kind of seeing her float, but like... But you're going, is she underwater? She has to be, right?
Is she hanging upside down and they've just got a little
like
ripple
no bubbles
thing?
They've gone out of their way for her to not. Anyway, it's really neat and it's a good song.
Yeah.
But it's very like moody, ethereal, you know what I mean?
Yes. Well, honestly, that's what I would have guessed. Just seeing it's like a very sort of a Zen looking billboard, which Alice is known for now and Zen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now and days.
Yes.
A couple now ands that were.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Now and
Marias. Check out our billboard, everyone.
Yeah.
It's in the East Bay on the left.
Honk it when you see it. That's apparently what you do.
Right.
You see it and you go, oh, honk, honk. Alice, woo. Tell your friends.
Look left.
You're just sitting in traffic anyway. Bottle Rock, pick your day tickets. We are keeping this party rolling for Bottle Rock Napa Valley. Very exciting. Big lineup this year. It's great every year. What am I talking about? But it's awesome. Presented by Jam Sellers, a first taste of summer. All this week, we've got one day, pick your day tickets. So 9:05, we'll have a set at noon 05. And then Janie's got them again at 5:05. Listen all day. And we'll give you a keyword. You text it to our contest line and that enters you for a chance to win a pair of these one day, pick your day tickets. So if you want to go see Green Day, you pick the Friday. If you want to see Justin Timberlake, I think he's Saturday. I'm not positive though. You'll have to look at the rundown. That's the deal. You got to do a little work. Figure out which day you want to go. So you're ready when you win. I'm going to start with, why not? I'm starting with Oreos. As an adult who knows better than to eat a bunch of cookies all day, like you can't live on cookies. But if I am going to have some cookies, I have been known to buy a thing of Oreos, come home, eat some with milk, and then just throw the rest of the thing off. I think yours is your kryptonite is like those Keebler, the little chocolate chip cookies. What
no,
are those things called?
Cookies are
just period
it's
cookies.
All cookies. Yeah, I'll eat Chips Ahoy. I'll
Chips
eat Oreos.
Ahoy, that's the one.
I ate the ones that Scott brought in yesterday. Well, I ate one.
Which one did you eat?
I had the s'more.
Oh, what did you think?
I I dipped it in a glass of milk. Mm. It's one cookie, which normally I'm
huge.
I'm going,
it's a pretty big cookie.
Between three and six cookies, if I'm going to pour some milk, I'm going to go,
You're committing. Right.
I'm in. But no, that one cookie, and it was delicious. What are those? Tim's?
Tiny treats?
I thought it was Tim's treats.
Could be Tim's.
I thought it was Tim, too, but I could be wrong. Either way, the sorry about your plug, Tim.
Or Tiny. Whoever you are.
It was delicious.
Your oven works.
And it was a nice dessert.
The s'mores thing was interesting. Like, it was a square of graham cracker that had been covered in
cookie
dough. And then I guess on top there was a, you know, the Hershey bar and a single marshmallow that melted down to look to, it was very sexy.
It was very good. I ate that and an Oreo cookie last night.
The Oreo cookie, he actually took Oreo cookies, he or she, I don't know, took Oreo cookies and made another cookie out of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Question. When you get Oreos, do you get regular or do you get double stuff?
I personally get regular.
Oh, no.
But my kids loved double stuff when they, because of course they did. And so I can't say I never get those, but I hardly ever would like buy cookies. But when I do, I'll get some Oreos. Like, they're, you know, like, okay, that'd be great. And actually, sometimes I think of you, Vinny, because I know you always talk about how much you loved, like, dipping the Oreos and stuff. And they are, they're one of the best. Like, I refrigerate them so that it's hard in the middle, and then you put
I've never done that. I've never even heard of it.
It's great. You take the cookie. Now it's got the hard middle, the sugary cream in the middle. It's hard. You dip it in the milk. I'm not a savage. I don't spin it off. I don't take one side off or eat the other side. I want the whole experience. So I take the cold cookie, dip it in the milk, the chocolate cookies soften, bite those, and you get the resistance of the, you know, the hardened lard that is the cream center. And it's such
You really are a connoisseur in everything you do, aren't you?
It truly is just the way.
You know what you should do when you're eating cookies? No, I'm just
right. That is exactly what I'm saying you should do.
I'm doing it all wrong.
Yeah, you're doing it wrong. Anyway, so I've just, this whole preamble is about Oreos. I don't need your special flavors Oreos. I just like the regular chocolate cookie. I don't need the blonde ones. I don't need the nectar of the god ones. I don't need the peach flavored ones. I don't know what all the flavors are because I would never ever buy those. I just don't care. However, Post Malone has come up with his own Oreo. Mm. He's really funny. He's like,
so he's got a joint with Nabisco.
He does, and it's limited edition. He says, he's making all these decisions. He's like, that was a fun day at work. That was his day at work. He went to Nabisco and he tasted everything and put his combo together. And here's what it is. By the way, this is their first ever twisted cream center. He could not pick one and said, can I just mix them up? Mm. I'm just assuming that's what he sounds like when he talks. But he's probably a little bit more drawly. He's got that goat thing going on. The cream, which is twisted two flavors. One is salted caramel or caramel. I don't know how you say it. And the other is shortbread. Like, I don't understand. I guess it must just be the flavor of shortbread. Like, it's got that kind of cookie flavor. I love shortbread, but I think of it as being the actual cookie part. But no. So the cream is a twist of salted caramel and shortbread. And then it's sandwiched between the chocolate cookie, the original, and a golden cookie on the other side.
Oh, all right. So it's a mashup.
It's a total,
okay.
Total mashup.
Kind of like his face. Just a mashup.
It is a mashup of various words, images, a grill. I mean, he's really got it all going on. Each cookie will have one of nine embossed designs. There's a sunflower, a saw blade, a pickup truck, a butterfly, and a knight, K-N-I-G-H-T. I don't know all his songs, but I don't know what the knight is in reference to. He must be like a knight who rides in. Posty says, I really wanted to create a flavor that shows off my different sides. That was really important to me. We tried like 50 different combinations. I've been really into salted caramel lately, so I knew that had to be part of it. Listen, salted anything. Let's put a little of that crispy salt on it. Lately, I've been doing blueberry jelly on my toast, And then I sprinkle a little salt on the top of that.
Salt? Jelly?
Oh, my God. You can't believe how good it is.
Okay.
Just a little crispy jelly. A little of the sea salt. The shortbread balanced out the flavor and made the perfect twist. The twist is by far my favorite part. This is more posty, in case you thought it was just me. When I couldn't decide between the classic chocolate and the golden cookie, I said, why not do both? That was a fun day at work. These are available. You can pre-order these at Oreo.com. Yes, this is an ad for Oreo. Starting Monday. And then February 3rd, they're limited edition, but you may be able to find them at your local supermarket. They're actually going to put them out and they'll be out for a bit. And like with anything, if they're well received and enough people buy them, they'll probably keep them. So,
well, they're cookies. So, and they're getting free advertising.
Yeah, because this is why you have Posty come do it. Because if they just came up with this on their own, who the hell would ever talk about it?
Right.
We've been gotten again. All right, from cookies to UFOs. I get it. Not everybody's into UFOs. I'm into aliens. I believe there's life. It's impossible that we're the only planet with life on it. I don't know how far along those guys are, or if they've already lived and died and passed on. I mean, it's a very, very, you know, listen, if we'd become sentient around the time of the dinosaurs, we'd have been here for 65 million years already.
So what? I thought,
don't do it. It's just, you know, the dinosaurs came first. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. There is something for those of you who, like me, want to know. I want to know. I want to believe. There's something called Age of Disclosure. It's a UFO documentary. Stop it. You're
what
a jerk.
He just
is a jerk. So
he's just 30, laughing.
No. He's making fun of me.
Because you believe?
Because I just referenced the dinosaurs and like if we're billions of years. I'm just not gonna. It's not worth it because he just doesn't even want to try to wrap his mind around maybe there's other life in the universe. You just got to be. Okay. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. You were saying?
I wasn't. I'm skipping that one. I'm going to skip that story. Anyway, Age of Disclosure is a UFO documentary. I put the trailer up at the Serenity Facebook page. If you want to look at it, go ahead. But Vinny won't be looking at it. It's 34 U.S. government and military officials who got candid about it. So honestly, I watched the trailer and I thought, that looks great. Apparently, I'm just alone as usual.
I'm kind of with Vin. I don't believe. I'm not.
Well, good. That's fine. So. You know what? We'll probably never know anyway. It's not like I can prove it or disprove it.
Oh.
No.
That's exactly how I feel. And speaking of treating yourself around a sausage, this is not bad, but it's close. It's not even close, but it's the same show. So treat yourself around a sausage, which is a little soundbite we've added to the show.
Treat yourself a round of sausage. No.
I think that it was something like take yourself a round of applause or... I can't remember what the actual phrase was.
Give yourself a round of applause.
Oh, yeah, that was it. Give yourself a round of applause. And the guy comes up with treat yourself a round of sausage. And it's funny. He immediately realizes that it's not right. And it's not like a saying that people have, which is what most of those things are. And so it's very funny. And it's just it was a Ryan Seacrest moment where, because he's now the host of Wheel of Fortune.
Mm-hmm.
And he did have another. Oh, shoot. Why does the TV keep turning off on me? Hold on. I'm going to try and put. You might not be able to. We might not be able to do it in time.
What are you putting up there?
Well, this is what happened on Wheel of Fortune. I think it was last night. Possibly last night, possibly the night before. But Ryan Seacrest, this guy, he's won $40,000. And he's very, very excited about it. And he goes to hug Ryan. And he just, it wasn't really a tackle. It was more of like I'm big and I'm going to hug you. And he just knocks him. We're like, oh no. And Ryan's down. And it's, don't worry, America. Ryan is fine.
Are you sure? Oh, good.
How funny. Yeah. He's wearing red bottom shoes.
Oh, Ryan is? I didn't even notice.
Well, it looks to me that Ryan slipped. It doesn't look like the guy. I mean, the guy hugged him, but look, Ryan's. Well, I guess he did. Ryan just falls.
Oh, he does have red bottom shoes. You know, they have some kind of tackiness on them, or maybe they're just old.
No.
Are
that
those Louboutins?
No. Yes. And that is what it looks like when the red bottom wears
off.
It looks like what you just saw.
They're not brand new shoes. So that's not like they were trying to stop him from clomping around the set.
No.
Or anything.
No. He is wearing, though, the shoes that I've purchased for my wife multiple times. I'm surprised. I actually didn't know
that they did men's shoes.
They do men's shoes for sure.
Oh, really?
Clearly.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, mm-hmm.
No, I bought them off the website. So there they are. And there's a section for men and women. Mm. I haven't once thought, you know what? Let me look around and see what.
Yeah, I didn't notice his shoes. I guess I must have thought I was really looking more at. He's at least laughing. But man, that was it was a solid fall.
Seacrest out.
We put it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So if you're interested at all. And I'll end with this. Because I just want to mention it. I honestly don't claim to know what the hell's going on between Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni.
What are you talking about? You've been keeping us up on the whole thing.
I'm trying. I don't know what's happening. I don't even really know exactly what everybody's accusing everybody else of. It feels like a weird situation.
They both look awful. And they're getting their stink all over Ryan Reynolds, too.
Oh, he'll be fine. Don't worry. He'll make jokes about it and laugh.
Okay. We'll
maybe see. Maybe he dishes her after this. I'm sorry, but you've gotten all your stink on me. I've got to move on. Anyway.
Who would want to work with either of them as they're in the news flinging lawsuits back and forth between each other in the hundreds of millions of dollars range?
You know what's funny, Vin? I actually feel like just having read this, and look, I'm not trying to say anything about who's a victim and who isn't here. But in what I've read, I feel like Justin Baldoni looks better than she does. And I'm not saying he is better or that she's not telling exactly the truth. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, as I'm reading these stories, and I read a lot of this on TMZ, but there's always other sources as well. Nobody's coming out and saying Justin Baldoni is winning this, but I'm here to say that I'm reading all this stuff and I'm feeling like I'm coming down on his side with some of this stuff, which, you know, you go ahead and write. I don't care. I mean, I really don't have a pony in a dog, a bun in this oven, whatever our new expression is. I don't really care. But this is really, in the grand scheme of things, this is an argument between two people who make movies and they're in a PR war that's happening. But I'm on his side. It does feel that way to me. I don't know either of these people.
The little bit that you showed us yesterday here in studio of the clip that he released, which is of them filming some kind of montage that's not actually going to show what they're talking about. There'll be background music playing loudly.
And they are
and
acting.
And these two dancing. And it's supposed to look like they're having the time of their life and they're falling in love or whatever.
Yes, whatever it is
for.
In the movie, right.
And then you hear them talking and you go, okay, well, that seems perfectly normal interaction between two
civil,
people.
Civil, jokey.
Are, yeah. And so
fun.
When you see that and then you see her side say, that proves everything we've said. I was looking at it going, it proves zero.
It proves zero. It doesn't really prove his stuff either because they are acting and they're on camera. Like, to me, that is, it really doesn't help either of them. But if it helps anyone, it kind of helps him because it does look, even though they're acting, like they're getting along just fine.
At some point, as we just woke ourselves to death, you know, there will just be a thing that comes up on the screen that says, and love was made, and they'll just move on to the next scene. Like, really, what's the point? Like, why bother?
Yeah. Right?
Why bother if there's anyone on the set that feels so completely compromised by doing the scene?
Right.
Don't do the scene.
Right.
Cut it out entirely.
So Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds have now asked for a gag order. They're super pissed that he released that thing.
Because it makes him look better.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know how it'll all shake out. I guarantee you, we will never know the whole truth of this thing or what exactly the hell's going on. And it's not a world that any of us live in. Like, she's trying to take, she gets hired to do a movie and then she's like, I love this and I want to take it over. Like, well, that's what they're selling. And she's selling, this guy was manipulative and said really inappropriate things to me. And I felt unsafe on the set.
I wonder, and I'm not, I don't know, again, I don't know, I've never seen her work. But I wonder if you're partnered with Ryan Reynolds, who has a finger in every damn thing you can think of. He's in booze. He's in sports. He's in phone services.
Yes.
I wonder if she doesn't have some ideas towards doing more. Maybe she feels like,
well, she has a drink line out too.
I do want this franchise to be mine.
Because she hasn't done a ton. She's the Gossip Girl.
I never saw
and
it.
And she's, which I didn't either, but she was famous from that. Like, I definitely, look, she's friends with Taylor. She's got big ideas. I don't know what her deal is, but maybe she's been producing it. I don't know what the hell Blake Lively's up to.
I think that stuff's catching though. If you're with an overachiever, I mean, it would also would be easy to say, I don't want anything to do with all that. But you might also be like, man,
we could build our family fortune up.
I could do more.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm out of time. What you got coming up?
Oh, so much stuff. Okay, let me see. Things that will be obsolete by 2075 and more after these.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
Amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Ha, 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 ha. I'll wait for your love. Ha, 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 ha. La, 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 la. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Our whole show. Oh my God, this song never stops. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show, our whole show, whenever you want to listen to it. The Sarah and Vinny Full Show Podcast. Check it out on the free Odyssey app today.
Sorry, my computer is very buggy. I'm finally, it's just come up now.
Oh my goodness.
And now I have three of them, by the way.
Okay.
I'm going to have to turn this off.
Here's a little restart. Sometimes it works.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by 5K a Day. Alice and Odyssey have your chance to win 5K a Day. All you need to do is download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour to get your daily entry for your chance to be a winner of $5,000. Someone's going to win $5,000 every single day.
Why not you?
It
Why
should
not
be you.
You?
Are you kidding?
I'm ready.
Let it be
Let's
you.
Win. Let it be you.
Here's a couple texts real quick before we get started. The subject does seem to be passionate for some people.
Okay.
510 says, Justin B. is a psycho narcissist sociopath. Watch his face when he's doing romantic scenes together with Blake. The intensity in his desire feels so creepy and real.
Isn't he supposed to be an abuser in this movie? Is it possible he's acting? Do you know him personally? Like, he's playing a bad guy, isn't he? I thought that was the whole thing. He's like an abuser.
He, as the director, hired an actress he wanted to have sex with and then probably proceeded to try and seduce her in real time. He picked the wrong girl to mess with. He apparently thinks he is some irresistible hunk. Wrong. He has a podcast called Man Enough. Really? Wow. Here's one more. 4 and 5. Blake Justin fiasco. Sometimes there are just people who you just don't like. Period. Done. Move on down the road.
Yeah. But she wants to get all the rights to the movies away from him. So
925 says, all of the cast and the author of the book are supporting Blake. That's pretty telling.
Okay.
I didn't know that that was the case.
I haven't seen that anywhere. I have not heard anyone be very vocal about this other than the people involved.
Well, anyway, there's that.
But here's the thing. We'll never know the truth. And my guess is there's a little bit of something on both sides.
You're probably right. The weather has been unbelievably beautiful.
It has, scarily beautiful.
I hope you're enjoying it because it's dry. And in fact, part of this story is another fire or two started in LA. Nothing as catastrophic as we've seen.
And the
wind is up, but not like it was. Okay. They said 25 miles per hour last night compared to the 80 or 90 miles per hour from the firestorm
that
took the Palisades out. So it's nothing like that. And they were on it all night and it appears to be out, but there's, you know, they're on it.
Okay.
These conditions, though, continue to be a problem.
Yep.
Hey. Meanwhile, there I am in the ocean yesterday, and it's so bright and sparkly that my eyes are burning. Like, I'm just going, oh, my God, it's gorgeous out here. I think my sunscreen melted and my eyes burned out from all the beauty.
The world has ruined me.
It's so nice.
I can't see the road. Ah, my retina's burned.
Honestly, I know that you're busy. Go for a walk today.
Yeah.
Go out in the sunshine and just let it
soak in. Get that vitamin D. It really is like a booster shot.
Mm-hmm. I know it's easy. You get busy and you're just like, I can't. I don't.
Yeah.
If you just take and breathe and walk and let that sunshine on your face, it'll change your whole. It doesn't matter what happened before you go and do that. Yeah. Afterward, you're like, oh yeah, life is radical.
You know, something I did yesterday was I turned off the heat because it was still colder outside than it was inside the house. And I opened up all the doors and windows for about an hour. And
Nicely done.
And turn on some fans. Like, you know, in the winter, you don't think about it, but you've closed in all that air.
Mm-hmm.
And I have cats and life and food and cooking. And I'm like, you know what? Let's air this sucker out.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
If you've got kids, and I know a lot of you do, Encourage you. Well, you still have kids.
Yeah, but they don't live with me.
Right.
It's like night and day, Vin. It's like other people I know. That's all.
It's interesting that you help keep them away, though. You're like, yeah,
anything for you to never come back here. What do you need?
How can I help you?
How can I help you not bother me by living here and eating all my food? And never cleaning up after yourself.
I actually believe you did this with both your kids. I'm doing this with my kids. I believe very much that art makes our life a better place, whether it be music, paintings, drawings, even crayons.
Sure, whatever.
Or even a quiet kid drawing something makes the world a better place. You want to build your kids' confidence up? A poll of kids 12 and under found 92% of them feel more confident after doing something creative. And there it is. Funny. I've been doing exactly this with my kids when they say, can I have? I say, draw me a picture first.
Mm.
And make them leave and go draw a picture.
Right.
A poll of kids aged 6 to 12 found encouraging their creativity boosts their self-esteem.
That is very interesting. I think it feels right. When you make something, even if nobody pats you on the back, if you've created something out of nothing, it feels great.
Well, and kids are not, they're not afraid to ask for pats on the back either. They will come right up to you and go,
what do you think? Do you like it? What are you going to say? Oh my God, that's the best thing I've ever seen.
Isla just got, and I know your kids went through this too, a phase of, it's not called Naruto. What is that art called, though?
Anime.
Anime.
And it's Naruto.
Oh, okay. Whatever it is.
Is that who she's into?
I don't know. I don't know if it's Naruto, but I was looking for anime. She got a book on how to draw anime characters, and has been hard at it for days now.
I didn't really know much about anime, but my, well, they're both into it, but my one kid is, it like, loves it and has had, like, you know, they're read them from the back graphic novels that he would go and get and read. And that art is so beautiful to me. There's this show called, well, there's actually a couple of them, but there's one called Arcane. You don't even have to pay attention to the story. It's so GD beautiful.
Mm.
It's so beautiful. It's on, I think it's a Netflix show, Arcane. So good.
65% said they're happy and excited to participate in creative activities like art and music. 60% said it gives them a sense of pride. These are kids between the ages of 6 to 12.
I did this. It's huge. And frankly, watching things on YouTube, you didn't do that.
No, I know.
Give me something to do. Mm-hmm. I did this. It's work, though. It is a lot of work to occupy a kid and to get the supplies and put that stuff in front of them. You know, not all of us are home ec teachers.
No.
It is hard.
The other day, I was walking the dog with the girls. It was one of the days mom was busy with something. And her book, this anime art book, was supposed to come. So she was just all frothing for it, like, any minute now. And I go, you know, the Amazon people don't always bring it the day that they say, so I want you to really, you know, calm down. And then an Amazon truck goes by, and I'm like, and she goes, there it is! And I go, that may not be for you. And she goes, I'll bet you. And I go, okay, I'll bet you $100 that's not your picture or your book.
Why would you do that? You're about to lose.
I know. And I she goes, I can't bet you $100. I don't have that. How about 10? And I go, all right, deal. Of course, it was the book, and I owe that kid $10. I'm so pissed off.
Well, be glad it's not $100.
But
next time she's gonna take that. You keep yelling out, you went from $50. You went from $5 to $50 to $100. You gotta knock it off.
Well, I was really trying to squash her, you know, insistence that it was gonna be there.
But
when
if she
we got
keeps
back
winning,
from the walk,
she'll be like, yeah, I'll take that bet.
Yeah, I know.
It turns out I'm right all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, Amazon, I mean, they're like clockwork, aren't they?
They really are. I have ordered things and they've shown up at my house 2 hours later.
That is not the way that's supposed to work.
It's crazy, isn't it? I guess they just figure out a way to throw it on that truck. I'm like, oh my God, how did that get here?
Over half the kids said they'd also love to spend more time doing creative stuff with their parents. And their parents are like, this is you being busy and me getting to do what I need to do.
Vinny, didn't someone text us the other day and said that their mom used to give them a scavenger list?
Yep.
And just send them out into the forest. Like, if you live in the city, you're not doing that. You're not sending your kid out to scavenge, you know, peel some gum off the sidewalk or, you know, scrape stickers off of a light post.
Get
I don't
me
know.
Some San Francisco snow while you're
yeah,
out there.
Pick up a piece of San Francisco snow. That's the smashed windows. It's a hilarious joke about how everything gets stolen here. So it's, you know, you're not doing that if you live in the city. But I thought to myself, like, that's actually kind of brilliant. Like, come up with a list of stuff and they would take the kid all day. And then they're out in the woods having adventures and hopefully not meeting men or bears.
Or poison oak.
Well, even that can be an adventure. You're not going to die from it. But it sure is itchy.
Fast facts.
I love fast facts. You know that, Vincent.
Fast facts. People in Costa Rica.
Oh, my goodness. I know some people in Costa Rica.
And you've been.
Yeah, I've been.
Yeah. That was a fun trip.
One of them was fun. The other one, not as fun.
People in Costa Rica are only allowed to drive 6 days a week to cut down on traffic and pollution. The last digit of your license plate number dictates what day you're not allowed to be on the road.
So they're only 1 through 7?
I don't know, but I remember that being the way they decided which days you could get gas during the gas crisis in the 70s. I was a little boy. And
odds or evens or something.
And it was this whole thing where we're running. In fact, Jimmy Carter just passed, but it was kind of around that era.
Yeah.
Where
the energy crisis.
Yeah. And it was like, well, we're running out of oil. All these big gas guzzlers got to go away. I remember we got rid of the Oldsmobile station wagon that my dad built for my mom with mag wheels and lowered the front end. It was badass. Wow. We got rid of that for the Toyota Corolla wagon where the doors were like paper.
Mm.
Like just these little...
They did not go... Well, the whole thing needed to be lighter. It's the
calculation. You know, somehow we found a bunch more oil, I guess, because here we are, still are with the biggest cars ever in the history.
I know. The big car made a comeback. Hmm. But the electric car is really, I'm very excited about that. Yes. Did you go drive one?
I'm going to go drive the Ford next week.
Oh.
I'm too busy this week.
Yeah.
Mama's in office today
and then
tomorrow's Friday and, you know, and that's a week. That's a wrap on a week. So I'll go next week.
Right.
The Ford Mach-E I'm looking at. I hear good things.
Yeah. It sounds great. I was looking at it. The base model under 40 grand. Like that's, I mean, the base model, you know, but still. Just,
I'm a base model guy, actually.
I know that. I
I'm
know
not
you are,
really
right?
into having a car that I'm going to be like, I can't park this there. Someone might hurt it.
Well, that first ding is always the hardest one.
I know. I'm not trying to destroy it, but I'm also not trying to spend my life like, I'll park way six right. miles from anything so that nothing happens to it. Forget
I also, that. One of the things, I think if I get another car, which I assume at some point you just have to do, I want something with knobs, and I don't want to have to look at a screen in order to control the car. And it's been a long time since I've had a car like that. Like everything is on screen. And
that was the Tesla.
Yeah. Oh, the Tesla was, if anything happens to that screen, that's it for that car.
Well, one more fast fact for you.
Okay.
It's illegal to own a pet hamster in Hawaii. The climate is too good for hamsters.
Oh.
So if a few ever escape, they could start wild colonies that would devastate Hawaii's native crops.
No hamsters.
No hamsters.
I'm actually, okay, so it's the perfect climate. Because I was going to say, we actually have mice and rats. They are rampant. That's why I need a cat or two.
Hamsters are the Bic Lighter of pets.
What does that mean? People just
you get them and they die and you get another one. You know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's an interesting.
We had them. I had them as kids. And yeah.
I had a hamster. It chomped me.
Dirty.
And
They're awful.
I was afraid to touch it after that. So that was it.
My hamster got away and.
Oh.
In our house.
We all had hamsters.
Yeah. Well, he's right, though. That is the first pet you know, your parents will trust you with. Mm. And then mine got away. And then it ate the bottom of one of my mom's dresses that she had purchased, a long dress.
Oh.
And
a gown.
That's how we found it. It was in mom's closet.
Made a little nest in there.
Ruining her dress.
Well, it was starving to death, so it was eating her dress.
Well, I mean, it didn't have to run away. It chose to.
Where did it go after that, after you found it?
I don't remember.
Back.
Yeah. Like, hamsters.
To the farm?
Maybe.
That's what my dad used to, even though we lived on a farm. Oh, the
going to take this thing for Chicago ride.
Going to another farm.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You're a guy from rural West Virginia, right?
Correct.
So does the term hillbilly piss you off?
If other people use it towards me or my people, yes. I don't like that word.
But if you use it.
I'm okay to use it.
Do you feel that you are a hillbilly?
No. But
then why would you use it on yourself?
I mean, I guess it's one of those things that's kind of a funny term of endearment to, you know, like, oh, we're just a bunch of hillbillies, you know, because we kind of like, yeah, I know that's what you think about us already, so I might as well just say it to you, you know?
Right.
But I don't get pissed
off
about
it. It feels like an epithet. It feels like
it depends on how it's used.
Like you're being degraded.
I was in a business meeting once and a potential client said I was home in West Virginia and she said, oh, aren't all the women there like hillbillies and things? And that was definitely derogatory. Like the way she used it, it was just derogatory. So I corrected her and they weren't a client after that. But I felt the need to correct that. But I wouldn't do it if somebody's just like...
To defend your home state.
Well, yeah, if it's used in a derogatory, kind of like, you know, you dumb hillbillies, you know, inbred hillbillies, you know, we grow up with these jokes our whole lives. Like
it is absolutely outside of that area, you know, like a thing that people say.
Yeah. Like, I mean, don't give me your incest jokes or your teeth jokes or your shoes jokes. I mean... Yeah, we get those all the time. And like
shoes?
Chew as in
shoes.
Cha.
Like, oh, you wear shoes. Like, I've had people say that to me.
Oh,
like, oh,
you meant,
you're from West Virginia. Look, you're wearing shoes. Like, yeah, all right, yeah.
I thought you meant chewing tobacco.
That's what I thought too, chews.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Chaw, we call it.
Man, I'm running. Chaw? I'm out of time. I was going to do this.
It's fine.
I can't do this. It's too long. But I do have a thing. Normal things that will be obsolete by 2075.
I wanted to hear this. Just do a couple.
I'll give you a couple, and then I'll do the rest next hour.
All right.
A few mentioned
are... So this
are,
is 50 years from now.
Yeah. Hopefully using your children to create content on social media so it can be monetized will be gone.
Can't social media be gone by then? I mean, aren't we going to get over to that soon? Probably not, huh?
Oh. I don't... Social media allowing people to monetize their social media started this problem. Mm. They should have just said, this is just a little yearbook for you and your friends. But instead, they've turned people into, I make a living on here. What?
Well.
And then you get that lady who's like, I've got 7 kids. I do bits all day on social media.
That's my job.
Now I'm in jail for child abuse.
Because I was keeping some of those kids in chains in the basement.
Wasn't that the case? She's some lady in Utah, right?
Yeah. I think so. She had adopted a couple kids or something.
Well, no, there's 2 different cases. There was one that they adopted a kid, and the kid, they didn't, like, the kid was trouble, and all of a sudden they stopped doing social media, and they stopped having the kid.
Oh,
They got rid of the kid.
They got turned to the kid, right.
And then the woman from Utah was, she was one of these mommy podcasters, and the whole family was involved, and then, you know, then it turns out she's just this wicked abuser. And,
yeah, like she was keeping kids captive.
Yeah, and she had somebody influence her and kind of brainwash her to bring her kids to another place in Utah. It's great. There's podcasts on both of those stories that are really good.
Well, I mean, there's podcasts for everything.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Vinny, my sister has a Mustang Mach-E for a few years, and she freaking loves it.
Oh.
Told me she spent $400 on the car last year. All of it. $400.
So she didn't need new tires that year. Because that's the price.
Let's see. Everyone.
And you're every 2 weeks going to get your oil change?
Oh, dude.
That goes away. And going to the gas station? That goes away.
It is such a drag to constantly be like, I'm already having to get an oil change.
They'll give you back hours a week.
Ah!
Hours every week.
650 says, we've had a Mustang Mach-E for about 4 months. Great car. Okay.
Is anyone yelling at you about the CEO?
No.
Okay.
No. No. But man, Elon continues to just
be a nightmare.
He's cratering. Like, first he was like, you loved him. You were like, listen, he's going to save us.
He's cratering with us. He's not cratering with everybody.
No, that's true. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash?
Oh, the Ink Black Heart and Oprah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.